From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Well, up next, he's back, Dr. Joel Wallach from Critical Health News with us. We're going to start taking calls pretty soon as well, as he's going to give us some health tips. Here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-7234. And don't forget the website. Let's set a record with it, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc Wallach next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Doc Wallach back with us. It's his turn. He and pharmacist Ben Fuchs rotate every 3 weeks each, coming on the program to talk about health-related matters. They represent Critical Health News, one of our partners in the program, of course. Doc Wallach has researched and resulted in publications of a number of peer-reviewed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He has made major contributions to a number of reference books on the subject as well. His website, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, George. And you are the greatest communicator. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you, all the great things you do, and allowing us to be here assisting in your great goal of saving America. And so I have a few things that I can contribute here right now.
Sure.
If that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't have to tell you about the financial collapse and those kind of things. It's just happening all around us. And so the potential for a catastrophic health event is even worse. And this all started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of Brooklyn Bridge, when Thomas Edison pulled the switch on electricity. Prior to that moment, George, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, remember, the Old Testament was 3,500 years ago, the New Testament was 2,000 years ago, and we were using wood and coal as fuel. We were putting the wood ashes and coal ashes into our gardens for fertilizer. The wood ashes and coal ashes are 95 to 98% minerals and only 2 or 3% carbon, okay? And that's been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Sure.
Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, Thomas Edison pulled a switch, and suddenly we turned over to electricity. Now, electricity has been a boon. It's been a wonderful thing for our industry. But when it came to human life, it's been a catastrophe. And here's why. We didn't have access to wood ashes anymore. We didn't have access to coal ashes anymore. And our source of nutritional minerals went away. And doctors are always saying, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need. Just eat well, you get everything you need. And we have all these catastrophic diseases and pandemics and all these things happening. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse because doctors are saying, just eat well, you get everything you need. And people trust their doctors, and whatever a doctor says, don't waste your money on vitamins and minerals. That's the way they kind of think. Well, you have to appreciate, we eliminated, I don't know, maybe 1,000 diseases in animals. Remember, I'm a veterinarian and a physician. In animals, we didn't have health insurance for animals. And so we learned that we could prevent all these diseases by giving them vitamins and minerals in a pellet where they couldn't separate them out. They had to take all the vitamins and minerals. They eat the pellets to get all their vitamins and minerals. And in humans, they think that just eating well is enough. No, it's not even close. Now, here's some examples. When you look at what's going on in the world when it comes to health, the age of emergency room doctors, mm-hmm. their life expectancy is 58.
That's it?
That's it, 58 for emergency room medical doctors. The life expectancy for professional athletes in America, and exercise is supposed to be good for you. You know, they have enough money to buy the best food, and yet their life expectancy is 56.7. Now, here's a scary one, George. The life expectancy for billionaires in America, now this is just like last month's statistics, billionaires in America, the life expectancy is 66.5. Okay? And so I came out with a 3-CD set to put all this information in one place, and people say, well, I don't have CDs anymore. Okay, I guess your grandma, your older brother and sister, they still have a CD player, borrow it from them, okay? And listen to these 3 CDs. One is Dead Athletes Don't Lie. The second one is exercise while supplementation and suicide. The more you exercise, the more you sweat. Sweat is not just water. You're sweating out all the nutrients in your body with the sweat, and you're just eating well. That's not enough. And then the third one, of course, is what kills billionaires. And, of course, billionaires will go out and they'll spend $200 on a dinner each, okay? And they think they're doing good because they just spent $200 for a dinner. Well, there's nothing in the food, okay, as far as vitamins and minerals.
Except all fat stuff.
Yeah, it's all fat stuff. And so we have to make sure that everybody knows that they do have to proactively supplement with the 90 essential nutrients. That's why we have the Healthy Start Pack. We have the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack for people with diabetes. We have the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets when they have high blood pressure. Alzheimer's disease is easily prevented and easily reversed. Alzheimer's disease is a very simple nutritional deficiency. And are you ready for this, George?
Here we go.
Alzheimer's disease is a deficiency of cholesterol. Now, who told people to get off of cholesterol because it blocked the arteries in your heart?
They
That's not true.
They went the wrong way,
didn't they? The wrong way. And, of course, they picked the wrong thing. Cholesterol does not block your arteries. It's cooking oils, okay, heating oils, fried foods. Those are the things that block your arteries in your heart. Alzheimer's disease did not occur and was not reported until 1910, okay? And so, and now, of course, it's a big, big deal. And we have MS, which is kind of a version of Alzheimer's disease. The white matter of the brain is going away because people are using statin drugs and staying away from eggs and all that kind of stuff. And then they're not taking their 90 essential nutrients. And this is spiraling downward, and you hear this every day on the news, in the newspapers. And the word is that the life expectancy is dropping drastically. About 15 years ago, the life expectancy for Americans was 79.
And it's not because of COVID either.
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with COVID. Okay, yeah. 15 years ago, we were 79. We ranked 17th in the world in longevity. Well, now we rank 42nd in longevity. Okay, and in some places in the United States, our life expectancy is 75, and in other places, it's 73.1. So why is it dropping so drastically? Well, that's because people are just, quote, eating well, unquote, not taking vitamins and minerals. And, of course, we're giving vitamins and minerals to our dogs. We're giving, in 1900, the average lifespan of a pet dog
went up.
Getting table scraps was like 4 years. And now it's 15 years, okay, because we put all these vitamins and minerals in the dog food. If the food gets too expensive, I'm going to dog food. I'll be eating dog food.
Because, well, you're a veterinarian. You know what to buy.
Yeah, it's complete. And, of course, we have a great product for pets. It's called Arthrodex. It has the essential nutrients in it. And so that'll be my favorite supplement if, you know, if suddenly now there's a catastrophic event and we can't produce what we're doing. We have programs for 600 different diseases, George. And people can buy it we let them buy it at wholesale prices. And if they help us introduce this to other people, and if they get on auto ship, we will pay the shipping for them.
When did supplementation start, Doc?
Supplementation started about, 1900, okay? And actually, nutritional deficiency disease went back to the days of sailing. Scurvy was the first one. And, you know, they weren't taking any oranges and stuff like that with them. But there was one English captain who had a little orchard, and he was growing these little green things, okay, like green lemons, okay, limes. And so he would give them to his crew. His ship's crews were the only ones that didn't get scurvy because they were getting lime. So he started giving this to all these other guys. And so that's why the British were called limeys, because they're eating limes and getting rid of scurvy.
But you're right. The sailors of the past all came down with all kinds of problems.
Right, because they were out on the ocean, not getting any green leafy vegetables, not getting any fresh anything. They're just getting dried meat and so forth. And then, of course, people were making what was called sea salt. On the coast, they would boil salt water. Okay, and get it down to where it's just they had the salt. But it didn't just have sodium chloride. It also had about 70 other minerals in there from the ocean. And when people would have goiter inland, they would go give them or sell them the sea salt. And in 2 to 4 weeks, their goiter, the size of a cantaloupe, would go away in weeks because of the iodine that was in the sea salt. And so that's how we were learning about supplementation back, hundreds of years ago. And so This is something we've been, like I say, we're in 80 countries now, George, and we are seeing miracles happen. And I think we
Well, I got to tell you that there's nothing more important than having your health, because if you don't have your health, you can't take care of the people you care about.
That's correct. You get a 100 plus. You hit the nail on the head. Everybody in the family has to be healthy. And, of course, the doctors say, well, it's a genetic thing. You got five people in your family with diabetes. No, they're all eating the same way. And plants do not make minerals. And minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. And so you and a twin could be eating the same recipes, and the twin who lives two counties away, because they have lots of minerals in their soil, and they're getting the local vegetables, they're not having any issues, and you have 14 diseases you're taking prescription drugs for.
Hold on for a second, Doc. We're coming up to a break. We're going to start with phone calls when we come back in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Now, the number to call if you miss what he is saying, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just like that, you can call. He's got a staff there. They're working on everything. We'll be back. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, and also download their free app in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com, if you would. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. That was MZ, the owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California, one of our affiliates who was very much an influence in getting Critical Health News as a sponsor of Coast to Coast years ago. And at that point, we decided, you know what, it needs more than just that. We need to do some informational interviews. And that's where you came in, Doc, and you've helped so many people, I got to tell you.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And yes, of course, the affiliation with KSCO and Michael Zwirling was my first real serious radio media stuff. And so that I did a lot of training there, and so I appreciate all the things that he's done for us and all the things that you do for us. And I just cannot thank you enough for allowing us to give information out, because we're in such bad need of information right now. We are really in trouble.
Absolutely. How many years you've been doing this now, Doc?
Since 1964.
Wow.
Yeah, 1963. I ran into the first mass die off in America from pollution. 500 died in one night, and I was a student, pathology student at the University of Missouri. And all the professors were gone. It was December. It was a Christmas holiday. And this farmer brings me 50 dead sheep, did autopsies on them, and discovered that their blood was black. And I said, what's going on here?
I said,
how many sheep do you have? He says, well, yesterday I had 500. They were beautiful. I fed them all yesterday. It was beautiful. And this morning I woke up, and 500 were dead overnight. And I said, okay, well, these guys have a problem here. Are all the farms around you, do they raise livestock? And he said, no, they all have hay and corn. I said, okay, they're nitrate fertilizer, right? Yeah. Well, it's getting into the water there. All these sheep have been drinking this for 6 months. What happened to the temperature last night? Oh, it dropped a lot. And so he checked with the weather service, and the temperature had dropped from 50, which is not unusual in central Missouri because of the Mississippi River coming
right
up from the
exactly
from the Gulf of Mexico, bringing up the heat. And so the temperature dropped from 50 down to 16.
Wow.
500 sheep died of hypothermia. And that was my first scientific article I wrote. And when I was in Africa working on the wild white rhino conservation project, Marlon Perkins, who I was working with, he took that article and got a $25 million grant from National Institutes of Health, a 10-year study. I did 20,000 autopsies. And then the book came out on that, and of course that catapulted my career worldwide.
How many people do you think you've helped now, Doc, if you had to guess?
In the billions, George, because we have very large associations in 80 countries. We have 60 warehouses around the world, so it's not just me. And if you go back into my early writings and early radio programs, I was talking about raising an army to get the information out there, because I knew that just me running around giving lectures to 20 people a day or something like that, or 20 people three times a week, was not going to be very functional. And so just everything came into play with the media and the books and so forth. Right now we have 21 best-selling books. We got three more coming out.
Good for you.
Have some really, really great CDs. And even though people say, well, the CDs are dead. No, they're not dead. We're just selling them like crazy.
Yeah, they're still popping. They're still popping.
Let's take some. Grandma still has her CD player.
My mother still has her record player.
Well, there you go.
Let's take some calls, and we're going to take calls next hour with Doc Wallach, too, in case you don't get on this half hour here. Let's go to David in Maryland to get us started east of the Rockies. Hi, David. Thanks for calling.
Hi, George. I'm calling about my wife. Well, I was diagnosed with osteoporosis, and she's going through ringing in her ears, her jaw locking, finger locking, and the doctor's telling her it's nothing they can do to get some headphones or something.
Listen to Doc Wallach. He'll give you some advice. Doc, it's for his wife. What can we do?
Okay. So this is very common. And, of course, I'm the guy that actually wrote the first book on osteoporosis of the skull. It's called It's All in Your Head. And on page 6, it shows an X-ray of a normal skull, a quarter of an inch thick in a human, the same age, gender. On the bottom of the page, it shows an individual with the same skull view, but it had the skull was an inch and a half and 2 inches thick, squeezing the 12 pairs of cranial nerves and squeezing the spinal cord. So you get 37 different diseases when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And doctors have no earthly idea what to do about it because they think you only get osteoporosis of your knees and they want to do double knee replacement. Well, what do? You get a head replacement when you have osteoporosis of the skull? And so this is very simple stuff. You got to get rid of all the bad stuff to maximize absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brown rind oats, no buckwheat. And on the labels of buckwheat now, whether it's powder or liquid or however, they say no gluten, which is true. But buckwheat has something that's worse than gluten, okay? It's called phagopyrenes, F-A-G-O-P-Y-R-I-N-E-S. And it's worse than gluten, and it causes things like lupus. Lupus is caused by phagopyrenes in buckwheat. Okay, you get all the skin issues, you get the irritable bowel syndrome, and you know I can take somebody with lupus, they've had it for 20 years, and we can get rid of it in 2 to 6 weeks, okay, with our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the extra nutrients necessary to fulfill the needs of that skull.
And David, if you miss anything, call this number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of it like that. And there's nothing worse than that hissing sound in people's heads.
Yeah, the tinnitus, it's called. And, of course, that's the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve being squeezed and by the osteoporosis of the skull. And Bell's palsy, which people, you know, the face droops, that's the seventh cranial nerve being squeezed. People gradually lose their vision. That's the optic nerve, the second cranial nerve being squeezed. People get terrible headaches in their face and above their ears and behind their eyes. And this is called trigeminal neuralgia, the fifth cranial nerve being squeezed. When the spinal cord gets squeezed, there's 17 different diseases you get from your spinal cord being squeezed.
Jeez.
Everything from getting up at night 6 or 8 or 10 times a night to urinate every, you know, like once an hour, once every half hour. That's because the spinal cord is being squeezed by the skull, and the spinal cord is telling your urinary bladder to urinate. And doctors say, well, you have a prostate issue. We're going to have to do a prostate operation. And the woman will say, well, I'm a girl. I don't have a prostate. Oh, and the doctor forgot about that, okay?
Speaking of prostates, a friend of mine has prostate cancer. And he's gone through chemo. He's gone through radiation. And it looks like he's got it licked. But they have told him that he cannot have testosterone at this point. What can he do?
Okay.
If anything.
George, he's got to get rid of all the bad foods so he can maximize absorption, stop the inflammation, which is what caused the problem. And he may not have really had cancer of the prostate. He may have had inflammation of the prostate, but who knows, okay?
Well, they hit him with chemo and radiation.
Exactly. And so it's one of those things where he needs to be taking everything to support his immune system. Your immune system is your bone marrow. Most people never get to see their bone marrow. But their bone marrow makes white blood cells, makes antibodies, makes red blood cells, makes platelets. And so what I like to see him do, let's say for 100 pounds of body weight, he needs one healthy brain and heart pack, which has 215 nutrients in it per 100 pounds of body weight. So if he weighs 150 pounds or 200 pounds, he needs two healthy brain and heart packs, a full dose of twice a day. He needs two bottles a month of our MSM, so he can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time, and they will help rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes bone itself, and the bone marrow. And so he will have the white blood cells go and kill any cancer cells that still may be floating around or lurking around. He'll also be able to make the antibodies from his stem cells in the bone marrow. And so that's very important. And then he needs to, let's see here, make sure he's getting the, what should I say? He needs to stay away from all the bad foods so he can maximize absorption of these 215 nutrients. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bran, oats, no bagelopyrenes from the...
That's got to be the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, the buckwheat, yeah, it's worse than gluten.
Tom, you've got a text or tweet for Doc. What do you have?
Yeah, Doc, this one from Gunnar in Simi Valley, California says, hey, Doc, I'm trying to drink more water, so I'm drinking half water, half lemonade. Is that pretty healthy?
That's a lot of sugar, Doc, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of sugar, and you may be getting a little bit of vitamin C, and that's a pretty lame supplement program. You need 90, and you're only getting one by doing that, okay? So, again, if you want to drink a drink, for energy, use our Rebounder sports drink. It has 100 nutrients in it, 75 minerals, 75 minerals. Gatorade has one. Oh, no, sorry, take that back. Gatorade has three. It's Red Bull that has one. Red Bull only has one. Red Bull only has magnesium in there, and they put magnesium in there because Bruce Lee, all he supplemented with was magnesium. Let's see here. This guy named I apologize here. Bruce Lee, he died at 32. He died at 32, and he was supposed to be the guru when it came to fitness, okay? And everybody's doing the Bruce Lee thing. He died at 32 from a heart attack because the only mineral he was taking was magnesium, and he really needed to be taking 90 essential nutrients, including 60 minerals, and that's why we like our Rebound. We have sticks. There's 36 in a box. We have the canister. There's 36 servings in the canister, and we have 12-ounce cans and 12 in a case. Now, they all three have 75 minerals and 25 vitamins, amino acids in our Rebound. But the cans do have carbonation, so I pop the tops on two of them every night before bedtime, put them in the refrigerator. So in the morning, I'll have one. It's flat, and all the bubbly's gone. I'll have the second one at lunch or maybe an hour or two after lunch. And people say, well, if carbonation is all that bad, why do you still have it? Well, because Red Bull still has a carbonation, and Monster and all those other energy drinks still have the carbonation. All the young kids love it. So what we do is we encourage them to come to us and use our canned stuff because they like the carbonation. And then we educate them. We slowly get them off the carbonation, and we can add 25 to 50 healthy years to their life.
Wow, that's amazing. They said that the oldest living human on record, she was going to be 119, just passed away last week.
Okay, well, the one on record for the industrialized nations, she died in 1997. Jean Telmont from France, she was 122 years, 164 days.
Now, this one was a nun.
She was a nun?
She was a nun. Yeah, just passed away.
Just passed away, yeah. And so 100-year-olds, if we can get everybody to live to be 100 years old, I'll be happy, okay?
With some life to them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm 83 going on 84.
Yeah, well, you don't look it and you don't act it, that's for sure.
Yeah, most people think I'm in my 50s when they look at me and look at my activity level and so forth. And I've only been on a prescription drug for 3 days when I had an injury up in Canada.
That's when you fell into a hole.
Fell into a hole, a construction hole, and was punctured by rebar. So they gave me antibiotics for 3 days. And I've never, since then, and before that, I've never been on any prescription drugs. For an 83-year-old guy to never be on a prescription drug, okay, that's because I've been taking all these nutrients since I was 9 years old. I started taking them when I was nine. And I had Tourette syndrome. They didn't have it named back then, but I had Tourette syndrome. I was very violent and kind of messed up a lot of people. And when I was 9 years old,
were you one of those shouters in an audience? We can't repeat what you probably said, right?
Well, no, I was a church-going person, so I didn't say bad things. I was just loud and aggressive, and if somebody would look at me funny, I'd knock them down and kick them a few times and that kind of stuff. And they were going to put me in an experimental hospital to try and figure out what was going on. And I didn't like that, so I started eating the animal alfalfa pellets that were supplemented with vitamins and minerals in it. And 3 days' time, I cured myself after 5 years of being bad. I cured myself in 3 days, and so I knew the doctors didn't know anything about that. And so I decided that this is where I'm going.
Good for you. We're going to take calls next hour with Doc Wallach, a full hour of calls. So those of you on hold, just hang there. Those of you calling, we'll get to you as quickly as we can as well. The website to go to is criticalhealthnews.com. And again, when you miss any information, Doc talks fast, call 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, since you've been doing this for well over 50-plus years, you got to be given an award someday. You know that?
Well, okay. I'll be happy with a smile from a lot of people.
Well, it's worth it. I know I've seen you at some events and conventions, and people come up to you, and they give you a hug, and you've saved a lot of lives, to be sure.
Yeah, well, I did get the Klaus Schwartz Award, okay, for this, and I also, in 2011, in 2015, I got the, Lifetime Achievement Award from the United Nations at the main office.
Good for you. Good for you. Hang there with us, Doc. We're going to take a break and come back with a full hour of calls with you on Coast to Coast AM.